Now, Bord Iscaoire is looking for applications from people, whether they are in business or are individuals, to apply for funding under its Brexit Blue Economy Enterprise Development Scheme. And as I mentioned, it's open to both businesses and individuals based within 10 kilometres of the coastline. Well, to find out more about the ins and outs of this and about what can be applied for, I'm joined now by Brenda O'Riordan. She is the National Flag Network Officer with Bord Iscaoire. Brenda, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you very much for having me. Great to be able to let you know all about the scheme.
Yes, so you want to basically let businesses in Kerry know, like those that are, I suppose, maybe coastal based, that they may be eligible to apply for funding. Will you tell us about it?
So the scheme is available to the wider coastal community and that is anyway involved in the blue economy sector. So for the purpose of this scheme, the blue economy sector is wider than the boat building and repair, which we would normally assume it to be blue economy. We're also looking at coastal tourism. We're looking at private marinas, harbours, piers, and that may or may not be associated with boat clubs or private enterprises as well. We're looking at marine leisure and sport. We're looking at seafood tourism as against seafood processing and renewable energy initiatives as well. And the most important one for us really also is the boat building and repair. And we're also looking at ancillary service providers to any of those industries. So if you're not necessarily in that space, but your business is in support of that space. So if you are, for instance, if you're in the boat building support services, you know, if you're in fiberglassing or refrigeration or marine engineering, you would be an eligible applicant for this scheme as well. So it does cover a wide range. And I suppose that's why we're doing these publicity and information events so that we can try and get the message out there to get as many applicants in that would be eligible for the scheme.
Okay, so it's a pretty wide scope then. And would it just be businesses or would maybe community groups, would they be eligible to apply?
So for the purposes of this scheme, it would be mostly businesses, self-employed, sole traders, companies, as long as they come into the micro and small category. So that would be if you've less than 50 full-time equivalent employees or your turnover is less than 10 million. Community groups might have an avenue to come into this, but it would be very limited. What they're applying for would have to be entrepreneurial. In other words, it would either have to generate revenue or save them costs. It wouldn't suit all community groups. There will be a further flags program in 2024, which might suit them better. And if they're not shovel ready projects at this stage, we would advise them to hold off until 2024.
Okay. And for those businesses then that might be in this blue economy and maybe are thinking that this could be something for them, are there any specific kind of projects or any specific kind of ideas that they can submit to seek funding for?
Well, it's actually quite a wide-ranging scheme. I mean, not only is the applicant's eligibility quite wide-ranging, but what the scheme supports is quite wide-ranging too. There's three project types that somebody can make an application under. Two of them are directed at businesses and one of them is at individuals. So the first two are capital investment, and that would include equipment, infrastructure. If you needed to buy a piece of equipment or multiples of equipment for your business to make it run more efficiently, if you needed to build premises, and obviously your planning permission would need to be in place at this stage. So to expand your business, you can do that. The other one then is mentoring and capacity development, and this is for businesses as well. So if you're putting in a new system or you want to upskill your employees within your business, and it doesn't matter whether they're soft skills or technical skills, you know, when I say soft skills, that would be like online trading or learning how to manage a website or anything like that. But the technical skills, then if you're, for instance, in the engineering space or anything to do with support services, and for instance, you need to bring somebody in to upskill your employees or even upskill yourself, you can make an application through your business for that. So the other one then, which is the individuals, and this is really interesting because we're getting a lot of applications on this one, is for people who live or work within 10 kilometres of the coastline and who want to do a training course or some sort of upskilling course that will make them eligible or able to apply for employment in the blue economy sector. So really that's up to the applicant, and the applicant in this case must be the person who's completing the course. This is not for businesses, this is for individuals. It's quite wide ranging. I suppose what we really want to direct people to is the BIM website in the first instance, you know, because all of the information on the scheme is there. And in the second instance, they can contact myself or my colleague, Paul Downs, and we can talk to them about projects. We really like to drive home, don't look, I suppose, at what you're not eligible for, we would often talk to people and they would say, oh, I can't get this and I can't get that. And we'd say, well, actually, you might not be able to get this, but did you ever think of the, you know, doing something slightly different? And this is where you can get funding for. In the BIM website, there is a good set of guidelines there, which also includes an eligibility list. So if you are looking in any one of those sectors and you look down through the eligibility list, you can see whether what you're thinking about is eligible or not. Obviously, we would never be able to get everything in there, but what's very important is the ineligible list, and that will tell you what you're not funded for, what you can't be funded for. So if you're not on that list, you know, you could make a case. We are seeing a wide range of projects coming through, and it's very hard to detail specifics as such, but it is a good scheme. And now the limitation on the scheme is that all projects must be finished by the end of September this year. So it's really a really, really tight time frame. And bearing in mind, most coastal businesses will be gearing up for their peak season over the next couple of months. It really would be opportune for them to do something now that they could, you know, finish before the end of September.
You're having an information session online next week that might be beneficial to someone who is thinking of applying.
Yes. So on the BIM website, there will be an information seminar where you can register, and it will be on the 22nd of March, and it's at 12 o'clock. So I'll be there, and I'll be just giving an overview of the scheme to people. If there's time, we will certainly like to get questions from people, or else people can ring us afterwards and talk to us in privately.
Okay, and when is the actual deadline then for the applications?
So you can make an application anytime up until the 15th of August, but regardless of when you make your application, your project is what you're applying for, you know, it has to be finished by the end of September 2023. That includes any mentoring services or training courses, or any, if you're buying equipment, you have to have it delivered on site. If you're doing development or infrastructure works, that work has to be finished as well. Everything has to be finished by the end of September this year.
Okay, so as you mentioned there, for anyone maybe who is looking at maybe extending a premises, they'd have to have the planning permission in place. But you know, if somebody was doing that, or perhaps they were buying a large piece of equipment, this would be great for them because it would obviously be a saving to what they were expecting to spend.
Yes, the grant aid rate is quite a good grant aid rate, and it's supporting businesses that wouldn't necessarily have seen supports through BIM before. And this is again why we're doing the publicity on this, is because it's not our normal client base. This is the wider coastal community, and it's an enterprise scheme, and the grant aid rate is 50%. You can apply for 400,000 euros worth of expenditure at 50%, so it's capped at 200,000 grant aid. And once you are within 10 kilometers of the coastline, your project must be located within 10 kilometers of the coastline. Must be entrepreneurial, it must be within the micro or small enterprise size, and all projects must be finished by September.
Okay, and you mentioned there more information on that information session, and the scheme in general is on the BIM website. But for anyone maybe
Yes.
who can't attend that session, can they make contact with you in advance to, if you know, perhaps they have any questions about it?
Yes, absolutely. So I would be the regional officer assigned to the south coastal community. So I would cover from Wexford all the way around to Limerick. So that would include Cork and Kerry and Limerick in your region. And my number, it's 087 351 2327. And it's also available on the BIM website.
Okay. Well, look, Brenda, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mary.
Brenda O'Riordan there, the National Flag Network Officer with Bord Iascaigh-Wara. And as you heard her say there, bim.ie for all of the details on that. Or you can give her a call on 087 351 2327.